Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Today, as we celebrate the 40th day of Easter, we mark Jesus' return to his Father, his ascension into heaven. This is an event of great importance, in salvation history, that the one who came to us, who lived for us, who died for us, rose from the dead, now has a place at the right hand of his Father. A couple points to note. Number one, Jesus' return is different than his departure. I suppose every journey could be described in that way. But Jesus is in a very particular way. When he left the Father, he did not have a human body. But when he returns, not only does he have a body, but it's a human body. It's our body. The body that he received from Mary. And it's not just any human body, it's his. It's a body with scars. It's a body with holes in it. And I do think today, that fact alone, that there is a human body in heaven with scars, with holes, that alone is a beautiful aspect of today's feast. And it gives hope, particularly for those thousands of human beings who die by violence, who die like Jesus did, with holes in him. Point number two, his return to the Father ushers in a time of great prayer, prayer to the Holy Spirit. Jesus told the apostles after he rose to go back to Jerusalem and to remain there for the coming of the Holy Spirit. My friends, that coming, that Pentecost, is now 9 days away. It is the fulfillment of salvation history. God giving us the last of himself, his Holy Spirit. And when that happens, our vocation as Christians, our hope is fulfilled. We become his body, and we can live as his body, filled by his Holy Spirit, redeemed by the blood of Christ. There's lots of bodies in the world, including our own. But this gift of being the body of Christ is a terrific gift. It is the good news. The events of this week have shown us, reminded us once again, how lonely, angry, isolated the human body can be. How troubled people can be. And how important it is for us to be that body of Christ. To bring all of our troubles to him. This is not only what we see happening in the ascension, but this is the pattern for all human life. To bring ourselves over and over again back to the Father. As Jesus does that in his flesh in the ascension, and as the Father welcomes him with great joy, we, my friends, should be filled with great confidence and joy on this day. To return to the Father, to be so welcomed by him, to give back to him all that sin, selfishness, and our own selves have taken away. In light of the events of this week, I was reminded of the massacre of Sandy Hook, which happened 10 years ago. And of note, in that massacre, that happened 11 days before the coming of God, 11 days before the birth of Jesus, 11 days before Christmas. It strikes me as a little strange that this massacre in Texas took place 12 days before the coming of God, the Holy Spirit. While I do not think God had anything to do with any of the events that we saw this week, I do believe that whenever God comes, the devil gets mad. He manifests himself. And we saw and witnessed a manifestation of evil. I'd like to close with a poem that was written by Cameo Smith in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shooting. 'Twas 11 days before Christmas, around 9:38, when 20 beautiful children stormed through heaven's gate. Their smiles were contagious, their laughter filled the air. They could hardly believe all the beauty they saw there. They were filled with such joy, they didn't know what to say. They remembered nothing of what had happened earlier that day. "Where are we?" asked a little girl, quiet as a mouse. "This is heaven," declared a small boy. "We're spending Christmas in God's house." When what to their wondering eyes did appear but Jesus, their Savior, the children gathered near. He looked at them and smiled, and they smiled just the same. Then he opened his arms and he called them by name. And in that moment was joy that only heaven can bring. Those children all flew into the arms of their King. And as they lingered in the warmth of his embrace, one small girl turned and looked at Jesus' face. And as if he could read all the questions she had, he gently whispered to her, "I'll take care of Mom and Dad." Then he looked down on earth at the world far below. He saw all of the hurt, the sorrow, and woe. Then he closed his eyes and he outstretched his hand. "Let my power and presence re-enter this land. May this country be delivered from the hands of fools. I'm taking back my nation. I'm taking back my schools." Then he and the children stood up without a sound. "Come now, my children, let me show you around." Excitement filled the space. Some skipped and some ran, all displaying enthusiasm that only a small child can. And I heard him proclaim as he walked out of sight, "In the midst of this darkness, I am still the light." My friends, on this feast of Jesus' ascension back to his Father, and the Father taking him back, we loudly declare and believe that he is still the world's light. And we recognize that Jesus wants to do a lot more than take back a country or schools. He wants to take back each and every man and woman made in his image and likeness. And as we ready ourselves for his coming, the coming of the Holy Spirit, 9 days away, let us be sure to give back to God the honor and praise, the lives that we live. Let us be his. Because if we're not his, we are something that we really do not want to be. God be with you.